or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Tuesday, October 29th. 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 1 week from today, next Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, is going to be Election Day. All of this talk about campaigns, all these commercials that you're going to be hearing, all of these text messages that we're getting, all these emails that we're getting, the TV ads are driving me absolutely nuts. They're going to be gone after 8 o'clock next Tuesday. No ads should be running past midnight next Tuesday, November 5th. Why? Because it'll be over. The question you have to ask yourself, did I do everything I could possibly do to get out the vote for our candidates? Did you do it? God knows I've been doing it. I got off the radio yesterday at noon. I was out putting out signs until dark. I had a meeting after dark. I had a meeting at 7 o'clock this morning. Going to do the show. Jump right back in the Yukon with the cargo trailer and put out the last remaining 4x4s that I have and yard signs. Going to work until dark, until tonight. I'm not asking you to do what I've been doing. Because honestly, you have a life, you have to work, you have to take care of your family, I get it. But today we're going to talk about actual things you can do in the next 7 days that could impact your community, our state, and our country. We're going to talk about it. If you haven't heard the PAGS video, well, you're going to hear it today for the first time. If you have heard the PAGS video, I'm sorry, but you're going to hear it again. Every single day till next Tuesday show, I will be hammering this information. I've made this so simple for you folks. This is a lay-me-down, no-brainer way of impacting people for the election with just 7 days to go. 7 days to go, you can impact your community. For sure, you can impact your local school boards, county commissioner races. I got a text message, a phone call from a listener yesterday. I'm going to go over that to make sure I'm clear on it. There's going to be an election that you need to be a part of. Now, if you've already gotten the PAGS video, you've already gone to the website 10xvotes.com, you've looked up your friends, you've done what you need to do, I'm going to ask you to do something else with that video and that website. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to hear it today. One of the things you have to understand is that we have the ability through the networking of this radio family to impact thousands of votes over the next 7 days. And I'm going to ask you guys to be a part of it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into today's show. Second segment, hour number one. A week to go before this election. Now, for those of you listening right now who are believers, I'm going to ask you to pray for Vicky's Antrim County clerk race here in Antrim County. As you all know, Cheryl Guy admitted her mistakes, human errors, in handling the election, presidential election of November 2020. It led to a lawsuit filed by Bill Bailey. His attorney was Matt DiPerno. He contacted the sheriff's office. He contacted the prosecutor's office. He contacted the FBI. He filed a complaint. It went to a lawsuit. The local judge handling the case at the time was Judge Kevin Elsenheimer. I know Kevin. Back in the day, he was a Republican state representative. He was the minority leader back before the 2010 Republican takeover of Lansing. He referred to themselves as the Fighting 47. 47 Republicans to 63 Democrats is what he was dealing with for all those years coming out of Jennifer Granholm. He decided, per the lawsuit, and allowed a forensic audit to be done of Cheryl Guy's machine in Bel Air at the Antrim County Clerk's Office. That was conducted on December 6th of 2020, just basically a month after the election. Russell Ramsland and their computer geeks flew into the Bel Air Airport. Antrim County was driven over to the building, and they did the audit on that Sunday morning. County commissioners were there, Christian Marcus, Terry Van Alstine, and others. Ed Betcher, I believe, was there witnessing what they were doing and how they basically took out a brand new laptop, and with Cheryl Guy's machine being unplugged and not turned on, they accessed all of the information on that computer 2 weeks before, the day of, and after that election. They found interference, outside interference, with her equipment. Pat Kobach, let me correctly state his website, letsfixstuff.org, documented everything back in the day. Mike Lindell funded these computer geeks to come into the building and to do the forensic audit. The report was generated. It was submitted to the courtroom. The Attorney General's office, as well as Cheryl Guy's corporate attorney for Antrim County, alleged that the report needed to be redacted because it contained certain proprietary information about her Dominion voting machine. I have the unredacted report before they used the black magic marker and crossed everything out. I sued the county. I sued Cheryl Guy for her bond, the sheriff who refused to investigate any wrongdoing, and the prosecutor who failed to prosecute her. She broke election laws. Pure and simple. Now, she claims that they found the human error. No, they did not. The next morning at 8:30 in the morning, I called the clerk's office and spoke with Connie Wing, the deputy clerk in charge of elections in Antrim County. She was completely unaware of the transgression that took place with the numbers. When I spoke to her, I said, Connie, it appears that you gave Trump's numbers to Biden and Biden's numbers to Trump. In the U.S. Senate race, you gave John James' numbers to Gary Peters. You gave Gary Peters' numbers to John James. It even appears that you flip-flopped the first congressional district race. You gave Congressman Jack Bergman's numbers to the unknown Democrat up in the UP. You gave the unknown Democrat in the UP Jack Bergman's numbers. You got the whole election completely ass backwards, is what I said to her. I said, Connie, did you guys check the numbers on a calculator before you submitted them? You know what her answer was? God, no, Randy. We stopped using calculators 20 years ago. As a result, Cheryl Guy instructed her staff at 11:04 p.m. in the dark of night to go into her office and delete the entire election out of the mothership, where all the 15 townships, 5 villages had brought their data, which flash drives that were then stuck into the main computer, uploaded from Cheryl Guy's office to Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, who then colored in our county as blue for Biden and the Democrats up and down the board in a complete sea of red up here in northern Michigan. Well, I don't know. Many of you saw it last night. Some of you called me, texted me about it. Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News nationwide, had one of his producers come to Antrim County last week and produced a 3-minute and 16-second news story about this county. We refused to be part of that interview, of that story. We gave the entire 3 minutes and 16 seconds to Cheryl Guy. She admitted the human error that she did, her office did, back in 2020. She admitted it in the news story. But she claims they found it, they fixed it, and there was no wrongdoing. The only reason they caught it was because of Bill Bailey, who filed the complaints with the sheriff, the prosecutor, and contacted the FBI. Something's wrong in my county. I don't believe these results. As a result, they reconstructed the entire election with the Board of Canvassers 2 days later on Thursday after the Tuesday election. They used the tabulator tapes from the townships and the villages to re-input back into the mothership. Later, there was a hand recount of the presidential election only. No other races, just the president's race. And it was determined, in fact, that the errors caused the flipping of over 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden, Biden to Trump. They flipped up the numbers. They completely screwed up. Ultimately, the count proved that Donald Trump very easily, successfully won Antrim County. So basically, no harm, no foul. But there was a foul. She broke election laws. She deleted the election results, which she's required to statutorily keep until the next major election. She didn't do that. She reconstructed her mistakes to fix her mistakes when they went through the canvassing process. Ultimately, a hand count for president was done, and all is good. No, not everything is good. Earlier this year, January, my wife, Victoria Bishop, called and spoke with Cheryl Guy and Connie Wing. They confirmed to Vicky they were not going to run for re-election this year. We prayed about it. We talked about it. We figured out how much money it was going to take to run a successful primary election on August 6th. We raised the money. We put a lot of it, our own money, into it. And Vicky won the primary against 4 other candidates, one of which Cheryl Guy endorsed. Vicky beat him 1.5-1. She got 37.5%. He got 24%. Everybody else got 12, 10, 9, 8, whatever. The bottom line is, on the Antrim County ballot that everybody's voting on, when it comes to Antrim County clerk, vote for no more than one person. You know the only name on the ballot? Victoria Bishop, my wife. Well, Cheryl Guy wasn't happy with Vicky winning the primary, with her not able to handpick her replacement. As a result, the Democrats, Jocelyn Benson, and a lot of Rhino Republicans in this county have been putting up write-in Cheryl Guy for county clerk signs everywhere. She's done mailers to people's homes. She chased absentee ballots just like we have. The day I got my ballot, I got Vicky's flyer and I got Cheryl Guy's flyer. She doesn't explain anything about her qualifications. She just says she's coming out of retirement to do a write-in campaign. They even have a screenshot of the ballot showing Victoria Bishop's name on the ballot in a blank oval where they print, hand print Cheryl Guy's name and color the oval in. Write in her name, color in the oval. What are they afraid of Vicky finding in Cheryl Guy's office when she goes in there in January, is sworn in? What are they afraid that she's going to find in the qualified voter files? What are they afraid that she's going to find in the Dominion voting machine? On the Lester Holt story, Cheryl says she's doing it to prevent an election denier from becoming the next clerk. That's what she said in the interview. Bottom line, folks, this is good versus evil. Jocelyn Benson is involved in this. Cheryl Guy could not have gotten Lester Holt of NBC Nightly News to do a story on her writing campaign unless it came from Jocelyn Benson. Pure and simple. 7 and 4 News, 9 and 10, 29 and 8, Traverse City Record Eagle, NPR Radio, Interlochen Public Radio, they've all tried to get an interview with Vicky. We're not going to deal with the fake news mainstream media. Number one, they're not going to print what Vicky says anyway. Number two, they're going to twist it. And if they did a live interview, all they want to talk about is 2020. Vicky doesn't give two hoots about 2020. It's in the past. Get over it. What we have to do is fix our elections going forward. And what's the very next election in 2026? Democrats Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson will be running for governor, I believe, against Genesee County Democrat Sheriff Chris Swanson, Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan. They will have a primary. And Jocelyn Benson wants Cheryl Guy to be the clerk in Antrim County. That's why she's funding this write-in campaign. Folks, I'm asking for your prayers. This is truly God versus the devil in our little tiny Antrim County. Pray that Victoria Bishop is successful and prevails against this evil, and we can send Cheryl Guy off to her retirement, which she should be doing. Found me on our news.